Legislative leaders have announced an agreement in principle on 9 bills that they say will extend and strengthen New York City's rent laws. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, it's part of an effort to get a number of bills passed before adjournment later in June.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins in a joint statement say they will advance an historic package of tenant protections that encompasses the principles of the 9 bills that have been circulating at the Capitol in recent weeks. But they were short on details of those bills. Most of the measures have the votes to pass in the state assembly. They include ending vacancy decontrol, which allows apartments to be removed from rent regulation restrictions once the rents reach a certain threshold under increased is granted each year by the rent board. And the assembly supports a version of what tenants groups call the Good Cause Bill. It would strengthen tenants' rights against unfair evictions in all parts of the state. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie spoke about the bills midweek.
We're still trying to deal with what we feel are our tenant protections, the elements of the Good Cause Bill that the advocates are asking for. I think at the end of the day that assembly, we can put forward a package that covers all 9 issues.
Despite the statement of an agreement in principle between the leaders, the bills face a more uncertain fate in the state Senate. The legislation might have to be modified to win approval from Democrats in more conservative districts on Long Island and in the Hudson Valley. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins, also speaking midweek, was not ready to talk specifics about which bills have the votes to pass right now.
I don't have a number that I'm prepared to give to you, but, you know, we've just had finished up our housing hearings. We had the fifth one just yesterday. So I think based on what we've, you know, learned, I think we'll be able to again, work with the assembly and get to a good place.
But Stewart-Cousins predicts the new rent laws will be the strongest ever. Tenant advocates have urged the Senate and Assembly to work together on the rent laws without the Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo. But Stewart-Cousins would not say whether or not she might do that.
We'll do whenever it comes together with whomever it comes together is what we're interested in getting the work done, not so much as who does it first, who does it second.
Cuomo has been criticizing his Democratic colleagues in the legislature in recent days for lack of action on renewing rent control and other items. But Cuomo has also threatened to veto any rent renewal agreement that is approved without his participation. Cuomo on Friday pressed for 2 more items he'd like to see finished before the session ends. He wants to legalize gestational surrogacy for couples that are infertile and strengthen those rights for same-sex couples. The governor also wants to end the so-called gay panic defense that has been used in New York in the past if someone commits violence against an LGBTQ person. Cuomo says time in the session is growing short.
We have 11 days left in the legislative session. 11 days is like 2 minutes left in a ball game. It goes very quickly.
There are some other major issues still on the table, including whether to grant standard driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants and legalizing the adult use of recreational marijuana. New versions of those bills have been introduced in recent days, though they might not have enough votes to pass either house right now. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins says, though, for recreational cannabis, it's only a matter of time.
I don't think anybody doubts that marijuana will be legalized.
Outstanding issues include where the revenues from the sale of marijuana should go. The assembly sponsor wants reparations for communities adversely affected by the decades-long prohibition of the drug, and whether past criminal records for marijuana possession should be sealed or completely expunged. The rent laws expire on June 15th. That date might give the governor and lawmakers the incentive they need to work together on a plan. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.